As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
From someone who had no business in the telling of it.
Going it out, Vic, Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. It is a Crunchy Groove Thursday. We're your home of the World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Hope you enjoyed that replay of the season in review last night, the Tim Gates Award winner.
Going to be winning awards. Last night, 6-7. Tonight, 5 p.m., Thursday Night Football right here. Which is why at 5 p.m. we're going to shift to Instagram Live at Petros and Money for our BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse pregame.
And how about that award-winning BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse food that we just had?
Oh, it's delicious.
Tim Cates and
Social Matt
double up on the ahi salad.
Double up.
Ronnie's just migrated into the other room, which makes me want to start dropping F-bombs.
I like that Social Matt was very sincere when you said, oh, you got the salad too. Oh, yeah, man.
Best thing
on the menu. Absolute best thing on the menu.
Yeah, look at Cates is holding up a salad like a proud little young man at Farrell's with his ice cream.
Look at me.
The salad, by the way, just because I'm a complete jerk.
Don't do it, Matt. It's BJ's. We're promoting it.
I'm just saying, everybody enjoyed the tastes of a thin crust pizza, the chicken fingers, the fries, the chips and dips. I mean, there's so much you get in that home gating pack.
That's right.
That by the time you get to your salad, you've already had a slider or three, a slice of pizza or three.
Are you calling out? You know what? That's the one thing I really don't like about when our food gets catered is that you count what everybody else eats.
I ate more than anybody.
But you still count what everybody else eats.
I want to make sure people know.
Right, Cates? Remember your bread pudding incident?
Oh, that was awesome.
How can I live it down?
The bread pudding incident was amazing.
And Matt's like, got an odometer on Cates. He's like, that's Cates' fourth of those.
How good is that bread pudding, though?
That's what he kept saying. Right? And I was like, dude, you got to slow down. You can't eat four of those bread pudding bites. It's going to put you in a food coma.
Matt has a very Mother Goose mentality when it comes to Cates' intake. I know better than to go too hard around here because of Vassay's piece of food comment many years ago, which has made me self-conscious about myself. But we are going to blow up BJ's because we love to eat it.
We do.
And then we're going to blow it up with all of our stuff, our weapons.
That's the truth.
Fire, knives, hatchets, ninja stars.
And it's all on. Now, why have they moved it to our Instagram, Cates? Because the other Instagram sucks.
Legality, I think. When you guys burn the building down, they don't want to be responsible.
Is that really right? Like what?
Because our Instagram doesn't have a blue check.
Right. AM 570 LA Sports does.
By the way, why don't we have a blue check? F you, Social Matt.
And F you, Matt. AM570 LA Sports has like 60,000 followers.
Yeah, so why don't we have, why is it on our Instagram?
I don't know. I was asked if you guys can put it on yours.
By who?
By the powers that be.
We don't like the powers that be.
Do I have to bring back the F you Weese chant like Country Joe and the Fish?
Please do.
Was it Weese?
Maybe.
F you Weese! F you Weese! Kate! F you Weese! Ronnie! F you Weese! F you Weese! Is Ronnie still eating in the other room?
Yes.
He's chewing.
There's one slider left in here if somebody wants it. It's that prime rib with barbecue.
That's the one that will put you Monty Python over the edge.
So I want it out of here. Get it out of here. It's so delicious.
The slightest touch of the edge of my axe, one of us will explode.
just a wafer thin.
Just wafer thin, guys. So Don McLean is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk about the draft that was a very odd draft, very interesting draft, just like everything we've been going through.
And the Clippers, though, too. Clippers made a big move last year.
Sure did.
Yeah, the only Clipper we've ever talked to in years
is now a Net. You know what that means? Kennard's got to be our new guy.
Like,
hey, Shamet was our guy. You've taken his place. It's now on you to be the one guy.
Like when a new salesperson takes over, they're like, you got Morongo.
Right? Although, I guess technically, the Zubes is our guy.
Oh, Zubats, yeah.
Yeah. We go straight through
but
him.
But we go straight to Zubats. The only person the team would ever give us over the last, what has it been, 3 years?
Well, heck, they never gave us Blake Griffin, Chris Paul.
Not for years.
DeAndre Jordan.
No, not under the new regime. We got no one.
No, they don't believe in local. They're all national media.
So, Cates, what do you think this means?
It means we're screwed. No more Landry Shamet.
Would you take the tuna out of your mouth?
What about Kennard?
Captain Ron?
Clipper Adam saw me in the hall earlier when he was on with Rogan and Rodney. He goes,
for an hour.
What are you guys going to do now that Landry's gone?
I don't know. Not get any Clippers?
Like we haven't for 3 years? I mean, it's not like it's a new thing. The Clippers don't come on here. The Lakers are more likely to come on here.
That's the truth.
Than the Clippers. Es la verdad. And that's the way it's always been. It's unfortunate, but if the Clippers make a move, we talk to Don McLean about it. And we let fully functional employee Adam do an hour with Rogan and Rodney.
Full hour. Post-draft. Lakers, no picks. Clippers, no picks. Adam, we'll be using you for an hour.
Can you stick around for another? Matt, you got the word of the day or the number?
He heard you with his words.
The word of the day.
We'll make it a word. Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Netflix.com. And I saw this at the KFIAM640.com website when I was looking through the news. Netflix.com/browse/genre/this combination of numbers. And it unlocks a ton of movies.
Oh, like a cheat code?
Yes. So I put in the
Contra?
One. I put in the one 31574, netflix.com, I guess it's backslash, right? /browse/genre/31574.
Does it matter which way the slash goes?
I think it does, yeah. And that pulled up the classic movies. It took me to a tab called classic movies.
Yeah.
And on the front page. This is without me scrolling anywhere. Just right there, click on one of these to watch. I got One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
Taxi Driver.
Okay.
Airplane. A Bridge Too Far. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Clockwork Orange. Platoon. Boys in the Hood. Life of Brian. Back to the Future. The Longest Yard. Mad Max. Poltergeist. The Evil Dead. The Battle of Midway. Mean Streets.
Aren't they all on Netflix anyway?
But I think you gotta like search for them. I think when you start clicking through.
So this is like an aggregator that cuts through all the BS.
Like I put in.
It cuts through all the Britannia and gets straight
instead
to
instead of like going through this tab and then click personally suggested for you or just added. 7627 cult movies on the front. I got Mad Max. I got the Five Venoms. Killer Clowns from
Warriors
Outer Space.
Is Warriors on there?
Clash of the Titans showed up. Nice. Up in Smoke. Kung Fu Hustle. Orgasmo. On the cult movies?
Orgasmo Caliente.
8933 for thrillers, and guess what the first film was, P? Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh, that's a thriller. It is. It's right? A little slow, but yeah.
Zodiac, Fargo, Basic Instinct. Apparently, Netflix genre codes are a way, and you can do super sub-genre codes. Like, that was just for the
like, where do you find the genre codes, Matt? Did they just come into your head like the Beautiful Mind guy?
Google it. Google Netflix genre codes, and it took me to a UK website at the Independent. Independent.co.uk is where I got them, and they got them all listed. And in addition to
all
those,
the codes that get you straight to the classic cult movies on Netflix.
Exactly. Netflix genre codes 2020 is what I hit, and then here's what I ended up getting. Unlock the best content for your preference, and boom. And it wasn't just, again, like if you want animation, let's say you want adult animation, 11881. Let's say you want horror anime, 10695. Like, it breaks it down like great classic
horror
movies.
Horror anime.
You like film noir, right, P? 7687 is what you would put.
What if
after.
I want something outside of that code?
Like, what are you looking for? You tell me. Tell me what you want.
You're working for Netflix, Matt?
You want a mockumentary? That code is 26. Well, these are all, this is like ordering off the menu. It's like getting a 3-by at In-N-Out or something, you know? Documentaries, military documentaries, 4006, religious, 10055. See what I'm saying?
Well, see, people don't understand. You know, this guy just called from the 626 on the text, also says, what's wrong with Matt? Boys in the hood been on, brah.
Right. But I got it all in one spot.
Yeah, but you that way you won't have to actually write it in. This is how lazy the world
is. Or just find
become.
Things that you, like, see, that dude knew it was there. I didn't know that. Boys in the Hood didn't come up on my front page. So now I know. How about TV cartoons? See what I'm saying, man? The possibilities are endless. Like, it's crazy. I'm going to type it in right now. Netflix.com/browse.
Well, but the thing is, it's like just it's just basically like browsing Netflix.
It is, but it makes it easier. Like, here we go. I'm at cartoons. You want TV cartoons? Watch this. I'm going to type in 11177, and here we go.
Okay.
Did you know that they had the cartoon trash truck?
No.
Okay. Did you know they had the old Garfield series?
Yes. My son is a fan.
Did you know they had Boss Baby Back in Business?
Yes. That's also pretty popular at the house.
Okay. How about Transformers Prime?
I see it.
Perhaps this wasn't the best the best example.
Let's do noir.
All right, let's do.
Give me the noir.
All right. Here we go. Film noir.
Film noir.
7687. Here we go. I was having the best time with this, man. Maybe I just don't spend enough time.
Maybe
I'm getting chronic tacoed. Like, I don't spend enough time on.
I watch the kids browse the Netflix a lot, and I see all kinds of stuff that I want to watch.
7687, enter. Here we go, man. Film noir. Boom. Killing Them Softly. I saw that. That was pretty creepy.
Okay.
The Last Days of American Crime.
All right.
A lot of this stuff is BS, man. Because how's the Lincoln Lawyer film noir? It ain't.
Well, it's a Lincoln.
I mean.
But no, it should be the third man.
Yeah, this one's BS.
All right. Let's do
which one?
Anime horror.
All right, anime horror. Hold on. There we go.
That was tantalizing.
Yeah, anime horror. All right.
Unless they have a hentai section.
No. 10-6-9. Hold on. 10-6. Oh, they do have a hentai. No, they don't. 10-6-9-5. Here we go. Type it in. Netflix.com/browse/genre 10-6-9-5. Anime horror. And we have Shonen Jump's D'Anthony.
Okay.
Parasite.
Okay.
Devilman Crybaby.
Oh, Devilman Crybaby.
Gantz:Zero. How about the Cabanner? This thing sucks, dude. Oh, no. Vampire Knight.
All right.
Okay. Anything else you want to see?
Well, no, I mean, I just.
That's pretty cool, right?
They're special codes.
Exactly.
To get to the bottom of it.
Hey, what about screwball comedies? We drink screwball whiskey.
We do, actually. Right? That's a delicious combination.
All right, let's see what screwball comedies has waiting for us. That's 9702. Here we go. 9702 for Screwball Comedies.
Well, wouldn't I just type Screwball Comedies in?
I guess so. But I didn't even know Screwball Comedies existed.
But there's like a special number through Britain?
Wow, this really sucks. It just took me to a Netflix production with David Spade called The Wrong Missy. That's not good.
Well, Screwball Comedies, doesn't Sandler have like an 11?
I would think so, but it's only got one thing here. That's it.
Hey, Sandman, you going to put me in the
film? You put me in the film? All right, maybe what? Maybe I got chronic tacos.
No, I don't know, Matt.
Again, I'm not a Netflix regular, so this was like really stumbling upon something for me. I really felt special. Like, you know, satires, 4922. Let's see what I love a satire.
See, like what I do is like talk to the TV through Cox.
Right.
I talk right into the Cox microphone.
You talk to the Cox.
Right into the mic. But you got to get your mouth right up on it. Right on it.
Right.
And I say, Lupin the Third. And Lupin the Third comes up, but it's not on Netflix. It's on Tubi.
And you just get it right there on Tubi.
And it goes entering a third-party app for free on Tubi. And I'm like, okay.
We'll do it.
You know, or Mike Hammer Mysteries. Same kind of thing. Free stuff that nobody cares about. It's everywhere. If your TV is smart.
I don't have a smart TV.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I do. Maybe I just don't know.
Can you talk to it?
I think so. It's got a little microphone on the remote.
There. You can tell it whatever you want.
Okay.
Show me Screwball Comedies.
And then the other
try
guys
it tonight.
Are going to pull up. All right, I'll try.
Tonight's your night.
So I guess maybe Chronic Tacos.
Well, the first thing you hit sounded like the first thing was
pretty
like
cool, right?
Bridge Too Far.
Right?
Like that list was good. And then when we started.
Battle of Midway.
Yeah. And then when
Taxi Driver.
And when we started to explore the actual genres.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Comic book and superhero movies. You ever hear any of those?
Click it. Let's see if they're any good.
Right, here we go. That is 10118. Here we go. 10118. And oh, this is exciting.
Why? Wait a second.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, that's good.
Batman the Killing Joke.
Oh, that's awesome.
Superman Returns.
Oh, come on.
Planet Hulk.
Let's go.
Ooh, did you know there is...
Nothing better than the Killing Joke. That's the one where Barbara Gordon gets shot in her gut.
Really?
Yeah, the Joker turns her into a paraplegic.
Did you know that there is a movie called Super Lopez?
No.
Exciting superhero action comedy. So it's like a Superman, but hey, he's Latino.
Look and see if there's a Lobster Johnson. I'm not kidding. You never heard of Lobster Johnson from Dark Horse Comics?
Typing it in right now.
One of my favorite Lobster Johnson lines ever is just like, he's there with his sidekick, his young guy, and some dude gets crushed by a desk or something, and his blood everywhere, and the guy's like upset, and he goes, do this, and then be happy you're not me, because I've seen worse things than this. Lobster Johnson!
Sadly, there was nothing.
Damn it!
So, I guess maybe some good, most likely a lot of not so good, and movies that everybody knew already existed. Ooh, they have this show called Tiger King. You aware of that?
Boys in the Hood been on there, bro.
Oh, foreign movies. Here we go.
All right.
Greek movies.
What do you got?
61115. Let's go. I got to say it so I remember it. 61115. Oh, my God. Greek movies. The Lobster. In the future, you pair up or get turned into an animal. Pressure's on. One man's lost hope. The Lobster. Looks like Val Kilmer.
Should we get to the song of the day?
Probably.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da. I got Salt and Sea with Val Kilmer. Where's the method?
Don't You Know is our song of the day from a 1960s British band called the Hullabaloos. A crunchy groove for a Thursday afternoon and a favorite of our dear friend Vic the Brick Jacobs.
Good one, Ronnie.
Who's had a rough week, but, you know, he is the bamboo, and we hope that this song puts a smile on his face. Love you, Vic. Because the Petros and Money Show is on your radio, don't you know? With a flexed out edition of great sports talk, with Thursday night foosball on the docket, with the Cardinals from Arizona visiting the Seattle Seahawks, with your pregame coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
F you, Vic! So there's your Netflix update about
that's
what
right.
may or may not be on Netflix
all
or
the
aggregated
different codes.
For you.
Genre codes. Korean movies.
We'll do the number of the day a little later.
Scandinavian movies.
Don McLean and Three Things Thursday still coming.
Gay and lesbian movies. 5977.
Click it. Come on. Gay and lesbian.
Independent movies.
Dude, do the gay and lesbian. Why bring it up if you're not going to click?
I'm just scrolling through, man.
Click on gay and lesbian.
All right, hold on. 5977.
Why wouldn't you click on it? What's wrong with being gay?
Nothing at all, man.
Or a lesbian. Or both.
5977. Here we go. LGBTQ movies. A Single Man, What Keeps You Alive, Moonlight, The Perfection, The Boys in the Band, Errol.
Boys in the Band.
Yo,
Flynn.
Adolescent. Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, I like to hear about Rocco's coming of age and discovering that he's a latent homosexual man.
Alex Strangelove, Good Kisser. That looks like lesbian. Freak Show.
Why? Gay guys can't kiss? It's just for the chicks?
No, I just had two chicks making out on the front page.
How do you know they were chicks?
It looked like it. Whoa, look at this. A Secret Love with Two Old Women making out.
How old?
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, guys.
No, it's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
Hopefully you just heard that keyword and you texted 200-200. It's a chance for you to win $1,000. We're putting a grand in your hand as the holidays are here, and we do it every single day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at somewhere around a quarter past the hour, depending on how many Netflix genre codes we got to get out. Put a grand in your hand. All the details at AM570LASports.com. We now have time, by the way, for Saturday, UCLA versus Oregon. 10 a.m. Cates will get the pregame going with the quarterbacks. Matt Stevens, Wayne Cook, 12:30 p.m. kickoff right here on AM570LA Sports. Speaking of UCLA, Pete.
Well, he's a Bruin. And an NBA veteran. And, of course, you know him from his many years broadcasting on the Pac-12 Network or Fox Sports West Prime Ticket or working for CAA or being the man in charge and the founder of the Conejo Valley Basketball Club. The next ass he kisses will be the first. He is the best friend of the Petros and Money Show. We welcome him back after a small hiatus. NBA draft went down last night. Many of those people Don McLean is intimately aware of. He is also our dear friend and recovering from a hip surgery, much like Mark Gubazon. Hello, Don. How are you?
What's happening, guys?
Oh, everything's fabulous,
yeah,
Don.
College hoops, Petros, less than a week away.
Damn.
And we
so I'm feverishly working, getting ready for that to hopefully not get shut down.
Sweet. And we had Mick Cronin on to get that celebrated and fun and exciting. Now, Don, I think it was, I think LaMelo was like 14, and you told us that he was a legit top pick, a lottery pick, that was the real deal. You saw it come to fruition last night. What's so different about him than Lonzo?
Well, he's bigger to begin with and just has more to his offensive game. I mean, when Lonzo was coming out, it was really about his passing and the hype behind it and the big baller brand and all that. And those of us that were involved in that draft that year and scouted him, and I did his games at UCLA, knew that there was a lot offensively missing there. And I think we talked about that on the show a lot. LaMelo's much better in screen roll game, decision-making coming off. He's a better shooter than Lonzo was coming into the draft. There's just more to him, and I think defensively Lonzo's really grown, and hopefully LaMelo will grow defensively. But that's why people are I think, higher on LaMelo coming into this draft, even though he got picked one spot later than Lonzo. Just feel like there's more to his game at this point.
Don, as far as the Clippers and Lakers go, for the Clippers, it was a player you're very familiar with, someone you worked out before the draft when he was taken in the lottery by the Pistons. What can you tell us about Luke Kennard?
Well, he's one of the best shooters I've ever had, and he's dealt with no major injuries, but a lot of minor injuries in Detroit, and so I don't think he's really gotten himself on track. But I think the Clippers see what a lot of us see. If he can stay healthy, he's a Redick Korver type player where you have to account for him at all times, which helps your offensive spacing. And I think that's what they see in him, is that with Kawhi and PG, you have that guy that's just a knockdown guy that guys, defenders have to stay attached to, which obviously opens up more room for Kawhi and PG and others to score. And, you know, in this year's draft, you guys, with it being so different and no real pre-draft process and no individual team workouts, or at least not many, I was expecting, A, more trades last night, but, B, this move. Like, let's trade for a known commodity instead of risking us missing on a high draft pick. Not that the Clippers had a high draft pick, but I got the feeling last night that teams weren't willing because they weren't confident in not having brought them in, worked out against other players. That and also with no summer league this year, I mean, training camp starts in like 10 days. So it's going to be fascinating to watch which rookies will have an impact. But I like what the Clippers did, and this move really helps them. You know, Landry Shamet was supposed to be that guy. And I used to joke with Brian Seaman and Corey when we were doing the shows when they were in the bubble. I mean, Shamet looked so good coming off the screens, getting his feet down ready, and it just never went in. It just never went in. And you're hoping that Kennard stays healthy and he can become that guy.
What else? Because it seemed like you mentioned those deals, Don, and there were a ton of them, right? Robert Covington for a first, Chris Paul, and there was a draft pick attached to that, all kinds of, you know, Dennis Schroeder from the Thunder, and we'll get to that. But what else does? But before we get off the Clippers, what else do they need to do? Do they need like a legitimate ball handling point guard? Still, is there a player out there for them to use that mid level on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it hurt them last year not having that guy. I think that's the number one need. Let's see what happens with Trez. He's a free agent. Are they going to re-sign him or sign and trade him maybe for a point guard? But, yeah, Matt, that's the most glaring thing I see. Is just, and it doesn't need to be a ball-dominant, you know, productive point guard. It needs to be more of like a game manager. You got, because the ball is going to be in PG and Kawhi's hands so much, you just need a guy to get everyone organized, get into the offense, and not turn it over.
This is kind of a two-part question, Don. But first, I know it became a whole thing and really annoying because of LaVar Ball. But when you think about what was going on at Chino Hills, with Lonzo, Melo, Onyeka, Okongwu, and the third ball that stole the sunglasses. Yeah, I know his name, LiAngelo. How unique was that? Is that because you saw that when it was happening? You're involved with youth basketball and what's happening with high school kids. Was that the most unique youth basketball or high school basketball situation you've ever seen?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, too, you've been doing the show for a long time. Have you ever seen a hype train with that much speed coming down the track as the big baller and LeVar and all that? But I'll tell you, remember, I had LaMelo last, not this past spring, but the spring before for a couple weeks. And it was so different than what I thought it was going to be. And I don't know if because Lonzo didn't turn into a superstar that hype kind of settled down, but LaMelo, the kid, was great, did everything we asked him to do. LaVar was great. We met with him before it started for an hour, and he was great. So I just wonder if because of that whole thing transpiring and what the end game was or became, and that Lonzo's a good NBA player but not a superstar, maybe that settled things down, I guess. And I think that LaMelo was going to be way more evaluated than Lonzo because of all that. You know, the number two pick Did Lonzo has Lonzo lived up to the number two pick? No, he hasn't. And I don't think any of these teams wanted to be fooled again by the hype of the Ball family and LaMelo. So he was picked apart even more than Lonzo was, because there wasn't as much behind him heading into this year's draft.
What kind of player is Okongwu? I mean, we saw him as a really unselfish guy, sort of an afterthought with all three of the Ball brothers.
Yeah, he's going to be a good pro. And the fact that he went in the top 10, everyone figured he would. But I remember doing his first game last year at USC, and he came right out of the gate with 8 blocks. And the thing with Okongwu is this. You know, when you evaluate players or look at players, you always look for something that sticks out, like the guy shoots, he never misses, kind of opposite of Shamet. Or just he jumps out of the gym or something. Okongwu has the best second jump of any player I've seen since I've been covering the Pac-10, Pac-12. Like, he gets off the floor, doesn't get it. He's bouncing off the floor a second time, and the other guys are still standing on the floor. And I think offensively, not polished yet, but I think he will become that. He seems to be a great kid and a hard worker. So I think a good pick by the Hawks at 6. I think he's got a ton of upside and will be a really good NBA player.
Sounds like you're describing Dennis Rodman, just that ability to get that second jump in before the other guy even can
a little
load.
Bit.
One thing that kind of jumped out at me, Don, was all the people giving out grades, you know, like, how can you – Obi Toppin is 22 and this Avdija is just chasing the next Luka Doncic, and why would you take Patrick Williams? He's not even a starter. Do you feel like people really kind of know what this draft is? Is it possible to get a legitimate read, you think, on these guys? Or maybe do you get a better read because you don't get fooled by all the workouts?
Well, I'm not sure workouts fool you, though. I think you almost see the true player, because these teams are smart. You know, they'll put a kid in a workout to see different skill sets, and a lot of it is what they think they can't do. So they want to expose that or confirm that. But I do think without the pre-draft process this year, they were flying a little blind. I mean, I didn't do pre-draft this year because we couldn't get in a gym here in our state. But teams still called me about Pac-12 guys, and they really were, I don't want to say nervous, but were really uncomfortable with not having guys brought in to work out against other players. So they really value that part of the pre-draft. But it's a down draft too, Matt. I would say this. I would say 1 through 12, and Halliburton fell, and he's really good. He shouldn't have fallen. But I would say 1 through 12, you could pick any one of those 12 to be the best out of those 12, and it wouldn't surprise me. And you normally don't say that. I don't know how Wiseman and Edwards and Ball were like the big three after a while. I don't understand how that happened. But obviously, you know, the mock drafts and all that kind of will that into existence. But I really believe, because there's no one at the top in my estimation. I think Weissman's got the best chance to be a star. But because of that, you know, you're going to question picks, and maybe teams reached a little bit for picks, not having the information that they normally have.
What about Schroeder? How big of a get is that for the Lakers? He was what, I think, third in the sixth man of the year voting?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good get. You know, and let's not forget how good Rondo was in the playoffs for the Lakers, and so he can take over that role. Not the defender that Rondo is, although Rondo had lost a step defensively, but still pretty good defensively. But hopefully Schroeder, and he's played with star players, so I think that's good for him to be able to play with LeBron and AD, but a really good pickup for the Lakers.
Don McLean is our guest at Wear It Snake on Twitter, getting ready to start some Pac-12 action with the college basketball. We absolutely love Don McLean, because the next ass he kisses, that's right, it will be the first. But you got to feel, but that doesn't mean you don't have feelings, Don. And you got to be feeling bad for Klay Thompson.
That's awful. Yeah. Awful stuff. And whether you're a Warriors fan or not, I mean, he's one of the best players in the league, and we just don't see that very often, where you go through a major injury, come back, rehab, and then major injury again. So, unfortunate for him. I'm hopeful that he can come back. The good news for him, looking ahead for when he does come back, it's not like Klay relied on his athleticism a ton, although defensively he did. But catch and shoot guy running off screens, it's not like he was a high flyer above the rim the whole game. So if he is going to be a step slower or not jump as high because of these injuries, the way he plays, it's not going to have as much of an impact as it would on maybe somebody else who does.
Would you want to mortgage your future if you were running an organization for either James Harden or, well, you're not going to do it for Russell Westbrook. Would you do it for James Harden?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that situation in Houston was really unique. We've talked about it. I've taken a lot of incoming from my feelings on watching the Houston Rockets the last few years. But I don't think that he's played that way for long enough now. Is James Harden good enough to now fit in with other star players and not have the ball in his hands 75% of the game? Maybe he can. But certainly watching the Rockets the last few years, it was a unique way of playing. We had never seen that style played before. Ultimately, it didn't work. I was right about that. They never won a championship playing that way. But maybe James Harden is good enough to not play that way and fit back into more of a traditional way of playing offense.
Colin Cowherd said he was ball-centric on the air today.
What does that mean?
It means your balls are right in the center.
That's right.
Right between your legs.
Right there.
Center. I had a feeling that's what that meant.
Yeah. James Harden responded, I got some center for your balls. Cowherd. All right, Don, before we let you go, real quick, are we going to have some college basketball, and our fingers are crossed for those young people just like they are for the high school kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If we do have college basketball, how good is UCLA going to be? We heard that there's some rumblings from the Dine in Malibu. What's going on locally?
Well, UCLA's got literally everybody back except Prince Ali. And then they got a transfer, Johnny Juzang, who went to Harvard Westlake. He went to Kentucky for a year. He's eligible immediately, so he'll help. Good offensive player. The media picked UCLA to win the Pac-12. So I think their experience and what they did last year at the end of the year before the shutdown has stayed in people's minds. But the league, the Pac-12, is going to be as good, if not better, than it was last year. And last year we were talking about 5-6 teams getting into the NCAA tournament. USC lost a lot in terms of leadership and veteran players, but they've added good young players. Evan Mobley, top five high school player in the country coming in. They're going to be an NCAA tournament team, I believe. Pepperdine, Romar in his third year now. I think he's got the players he wants. Colby Ross, who's really about to break every offensive record. He's good, man. And he doesn't look like he's good, but he is good. Obviously, you know, numbers aren't everything, but he's going to have like every offensive record in Pepperdine history by the time he leaves there. So
is he better than Doug Christie?
I don't think he's not projected. Like, he's not going to be an NBA player like Doug Christie, but productive. There, you know, he's a very, very good college player at the least. Huh. And we'll see if he's an NBA player. I think he might be based on looking at last night's draft. Like, 4 years ago, nobody said Peyton Pritchard was going to be an NBA player. Everyone told me he's got to be in the right situation. And 4 years later, the guy's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So I think the same could be for Ross. That, you know, and this is what I always say, and I think I've said this to you guys. If T.J. McConnell made the NBA and has stayed in the NBA, there is no one that I will say can't play in the NBA.
Arizona.
And that's not a knock on T.J., but right. Just, you know, a 5'11 white dude that doesn't run or jump very fast, but he figured it out.
You know who figures it out every time? Freaking Don McLean, that's who.
That's the truth.
Yeah, got Don McLean.
Right. Got that right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now, Don, do you own a hatchet?
A hatchet? I do, as a matter of fact.
There we go.
Yeah, what do you need it for?
No, I got one. I don't need yours.
You have some rattlesnakes or something?
No,
I don't use a hatchet.
I just like
on
the
those.
Way it feels in the hand.
What about you have a buck knife?
I do not have a buck knife.
Okay.
Well, let's go knifing.
Go shopping for a knife?
Yeah, I got to get a new knife.
Why?
Because I lost mine.
Ask him what he does with it.
How do you lose a buck knife?
Exactly.
I was cutting. I was using it to cut paper while we did the radio show and cut into things. And then I was sleeping with it next to the bed. And somewhere between cutting stuff at the radio and sleeping next to the bed with it, I've misplaced my knife.
So what's happened there in Burbank that you need now feel compelled to bring a buck knife to work?
Right. I would say what hasn't happened. I'm getting into knives. And I'm not, and sharp objects.
He carries it around the neighborhood, Don, on his neighborhood walk. Up there.
In case what?
Somebody might get shanked. And I also have the axe. And I'm in the market for a machete and a spear.
A machete and a spear. Yeah. I don't have a spear and I don't have a machete.
Before 2021, I'm going to either have, I'm going to have two of the three.
A trident?
I used to have a trident.
Ooh, it'd be cool to have a trident.
That's more like a 2023.
Yeah.
Like that's down the road of the Cutlery Club. But within the next few weeks, I will have two of the three. A new knife.
Will you be transporting those into work as well?
Yeah, everything. A new knife.
He's holding the hatchet right now as he's talking to you.
It's sheathed. A new knife, a spear.
He's holding a hatchet.
Or a machete.
I decided to bring in a lighter and some Aquanet so I can flamethrow him if he tries to get aggressive.
That's not for me.
Holy
Hey, now I'm down the Aquanet. All I got is a lighter.
My eyes!
I thought I was losing my mind.
Oh, no, Don. You know, look, they're going to start talking about lockdowns. I'm going to start cutting things. You know, cutting down stop signs, civil disobedience.
Well, listen, starting Saturday night, just make sure you and your machete are home by 10 o'clock.
Exactly right.
Can't
man.
Do it, Doug. I got to do a Pac-12 game. We got Washington State visiting the farm, and I got my essential badge that I can wave around in the face of any CHP fascists.
I don't think they're fascists.
Fascists if they're trying to enforce a curfew.
Following orders. I mean, that's all the CHP are doing, you know?
Yeah, you know who else is following orders?
Yes, I know, the Nazis. I am well aware. About the CHP are Nazis, okay?
I was going to say the fascists. I was going to go Spanish Civil War. We love you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Great to have you.
Bye, guys.
Talk soon. Oh, why'd you cut him off like that?
Case just dumped him. It went a little long, but man.
You don't have to be like that, Case.
Look at that. You could buy all of those, make necklaces out of them, sell them on Instagram, and make a fortune. Walking Liberty, silver half dollar.
I think you're right, though, Matt. The chain is what not cheap.
Yeah.
We got to find a way to get some chains.
That's what we need. Balaclavas.
We'll be right back with some Netflix reaction toward Matt Smith's revelation of codes.
100117.
We've come to you with another tale to tell. And you know. Shall meet again if your memory serves you well.
Get B and Money on your smart speaker.
Mind check, mind check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
We're taking it down to McLean. Still to come. Hey, Three Things Thursday. Top story of the day following the NBA draft. We got Quick Hits, You're Dead, and a live guy birthday today. And then at 5 p.m. on the Petros and Money Instagram feed, we're going Insta Live for our pregame going into Thursday Night Football. You'll hear that right here. Cardinals versus Seahawks. We're off at 5. But
you can see us in the Instagram Live.
You can see us on the Instagram Live.
I wore my Spartan coin.
Right.
And I brought the company, the cool company that I bought this necklace from, Matt, that we talked about yesterday. They sent me a sticker, and I'm going to put it up on our door.
Okay.
How about that?
You're doing that right now.
I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to read you some textosos, Matt.
Okay. I wore the 5toolmedia.com 88 is 88 and out the gate t-shirt. Show that off tonight on the Instagram Live.
To celebrate the Charlie Steiner call of the Dodgers World Series victory.
It's all on there. You'll be able to see it in all its glory and really hone in on all the different fonts and sayings in the final call of the first championship in 32 years. And we have a hatchet, a ninja star, a lighter.
Two lighters.
Two lighters, a can of Aquanet, and an alcohol spray bottle to use as flamethrowers.
Now, Matt, for the word of the day, we got in a real deep dive, as you'd like to say, on the Netflix codes that you discovered.
Genre codes.
Via Britain. And a lot of people are saying exactly what you were saying about yourself.
No S.
That you're being chronic tacoed here in this situation. This says, I have it on the Secret Textoso line brought to you by Chevrolet.
The Secret Textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Do you have Let's Go to the Movies with a Little Orphan Annie running? This one says, I haven't heard Matt so fired up about something since he tried to push cooking meat in a bag. That would be the
that was sous vide, and that caught on, and I was ahead of the curve there. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know
my
anybody
wife
else
was
that
insulted
has one.
And returned the sous vide.
Do a lot of people use that?
No.
Okay.
It's a popular item at Starbucks. Those sous vide egg bites. A lot of people
gotcha.
Like those.
The other one that I really like a coddled egg. Yeah. The other one that I remember is the door with the. That's connected to the door lock that's connected to your phone.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. And that you never wear.
I mean, look, it was kind of like the ring, right? Now everybody's got the ring.
It's not like the ring.
Well, because if someone comes to your door, if Mr. Mario's got to get in the house and nobody's home and he's like, hey, I got to get in the house. There's rat death and I'm going to get rid of the rat for you. And you can just pop the button on your phone. Boom. Thing opens up. He can put the rat in your trash can inside.
I don't know why it hasn't caught on. That one hasn't caught on either.
It's very popular.
This is what occurred to me.
Okay.
Matt is literally just reading movies on Netflix.
I like to discover things that I didn't know were there. Like I can grab the mic and say, hey, show me Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Or show me thriller movies.
But I was not aware that many of these, I guess you're right, I could say the genre and it would come up.
Well, that's what it says here. The genre codes are just a faster way to find out that Netflix still sucks. Smith is broken. Now, this one is pretty mean.
Okay.
Smith, and he puts the S money sign, is broken. His midlife crisis has come full circle.
Oh, no.
Old ranch elder abuser to Newport yacht dad to girly Miata to lax dad. To HB burnout, LAX like lacrosse.
Right.
To HB burnout sponger, now OCD Netflix searches Smith's quest to defeat the Netflix algorithm.
I'll tell you, man, it's crazy.
I think the Chargers have done this to him.
It's been a rough season. I mean, the horror anime, Shonen Jump.
Money, instead of typing in the numbers, you should just type TV cartoons, you D.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to try that.
You also really just stumbled upon the fact that the last two codes you punched in rendered you nothing.
That is true.
I think we would rather listen to this week's Two Edmondo Tuesday again. Jesus Christ, this hurts. Stop it! That guy got a little emotional.
A little bit,
end.
Yeah. Gnome Alone. See, it's not Home Alone, it's Gnome Alone. That's a cartoon on TV cartoons with gnomes.
Hey, P, I love Money's analysis on the riveting Netflix deep dive.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How is this useful for someone who uses the Netflix app on a smart TV and pushes the button and says, show me horror movies?
It's not.
Oy vey, Money, come on, man.
Man, I found it so interesting, too. I did not realize it would be received so coldly. Well, but hey, sometimes, you know, you throw these things against the wall, they won't stay.
I mean, after a while, I just realized, like, you know, all of this you could just say into
the... Yeah, I think that's my problem, is I'm not very astute at running the Netflix.
Well, look, when I got an Apple TV 4 years late, I was tarred and feathered and thrown out here on the street and caught on fire. I was treated like the Hulk.
That's true.
Oh, here's one. Got in an argument with my wife this morning.
My wife!
I just got home and she apologized and I responded... It's all good in Mudville. Her response, F you! Fight continues. Charlie Steiner bringing people together. Check out the Mudville t-shirt.
Tears of joy, let it flow.
A little later.
Tonight, there is joy in Mudville. The
next
curse
segment,
of 88.
It's 88 and out the gate. We're going to pull Netflix up and see what they have. Next segment.
Okay. What am I putting in there?
Shaolin Soccer.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.